Welcome to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. That would be me. It is still Saturday, November the 5th, 2022. Only now it's the afternoon. And having seen the terrible weather that moved through Paris, Texas, tornadoes, destruction, and devastation, I have nothing to complain about by comparison. Even though we did have to cancel our vintage Volkswagen show, we're still partying in Chalmette, Louisiana, down in the parish, as they call it. Following that, I do have an LSU Alabama game party this evening in the neighborhood. That's going to be interesting. I'm driving down the interstate watching our military, our National Guard on their drill weekend. Heavy equipment moving east and west along the interstate for whatever purpose that serves. Readiness, operational readiness perhaps. I couldn't help but notice the vehicle that passed me just a few moments ago. I couldn't quite make it out at first. It said Empowering Black Lives. It's a blue, small blue Transit Connect van. There was one black woman on there, heavy makeup, a dress, hairdo, nails, earrings, and bling, empowering black lives. Then there was some other pro-black propaganda written on this side and on the rear doors of this van. Then I realized this van is sponsored by Ma Bell, AT&T. Now, it's okay for AT&T, I guess, to promote black this, black that, blackness in general, black pride, black power, black lives matter, black, 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 black. Even though black people in America make up only 13% of the counted population. Key words there, the counted population. Because they don't count the 31 plus million illegal, criminal, trespassing, law-breaking immigrants who have invaded our country and have simply slipped through the cracks and don't identify in any of our census surveys. But what particularly agitated me about this black, 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 black thing postered and plastered all over this AT&T van is that I'm not black. I have no black pride. And if I have white pride, I'm considered a racist, a bigot, some kind of evil, pro-slave, conservative, MAGA Republican. If I don't bend over, bend the knee for black, 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 black this and black that and black the other thing, somehow I am considered a bigot, a racist, an evil person, a white supremacist. Listen, black people, if you want to be proud of yourself, that's great. Show all the black pride you want. But don't vilify me, demonize me, castigate me, call me out, label me as something evil if I dare show an ounce of Croatian pride, Yugoslavian pride, French pride, Cajun pride. The double standard, the hypocrisy, the radicalism, the labeling of white people as all of a sudden, suddenly, completely every white person in America is somehow a racist is an insult. Not only to me and to other white people, but it should be an insult to your own intelligence or lack thereof. And AT&T really needs to watch themselves. They're not the only game in town. They're not a monopoly. I don't have a wired phone in my house tethered to the AT&T teat. I can switch phone companies just as easily as I can switch soda companies, should I decide I no longer like Coca-Cola and might start liking RC Cola once again. It was just offensive to me, but that doesn't matter. It's okay to offend Whitey. It's okay to offend the honkies, the crackers, the white people. Doesn't matter. White lives do not matter to the Black Lives Matter movement. White lives don't seem to matter at all to companies like AT&T. They feel like they know they've got you. And you're not going to go down and protest in front of AT&T headquarters because you are offended by the black garbage that is strewn across every billboard, television commercial, print ad, media ad on the internet. It's okay if white people are offended, because white people are not going to burn down a city when they are offended. White people are not going to turn over cars, vandalize buildings, and assault people because their feelings got hurt, because you don't see white everywhere. I'm not trying to turn this edition of the Truth Hurts program into a racial rant, but that's kind of what it is doing to itself. There are many, many black people out there who are useless as tits on the Pope. Lazy, no good, rotten to the core criminals who take, and contribute nothing but burden to our society. And they are in vast quantity. And by the same token, there are very, very many black people out there who get up in the morning, go to work, work hard, try to do the right thing, come home with a paycheck, contribute to society, pay their taxes, pay their bills. And for those black people, I feel not only sorry for you, because you are being lumped in with the no good, rotten, do nothing, lazy, criminal black people out there. But until you stand up and call them out, you will continue to be lumped in with them. That's why white people have no problem whatsoever calling out white trash, calling out redneck heathens, calling out Florida man. We have no problem at all calling them out, because they are not us. They are not we. All white people are not trash and garbage like the white trash you see in the trailer parks, that you see on Cops, the crackheads, the meth heads. Not all white people are that way. And we are quick to call out those in the white community that don't represent white America in a very good and positive light. The problem in the black community is they don't ever want to admit that there is a massive black crime problem in their black communities. They don't want to admit it, but it's right there, glaring, right there in front of you for everyone to see. Robbing, raping, carjacking, assaulting, battering, pillaging, selling drugs, passing counterfeit bills at the cup food store. Oh no, we can't dare tell the truth about what is happening in black America, because doing so would make you a racist, a bigot, a white supremacist. It's disgusting. But until the black community wakes up and admits that it has a major problem, because a major portion of their minority is committing the vast majority of crimes in our country. Until they admit it, we have no choice, because they are in solidarity. They claim that they are all one black nation, and therefore, just like the Democrat Party, which refuses to accept Joe Biden's inflation, Joe Biden's recession, Joe Biden's empty shelves, Joe Biden's border crisis, Joe Biden's crime wave, Joe Biden's Democratic debacle of our economy, and all of the other things that are happening in a negative light. Until the Democrats call out Joe Biden for his failings and failures, until they admit that they have caused and created all of the woes that we are now experiencing in America, until they admit it and say, hey, Joe, it's time to go. You've screwed it up. We need to pause, take a break, take a step back, and make things better. Until that happens, my friends, I have news for you. Things will not get better. They will not improve. And we will continue to call out the Democrats for the losers they are, for the problems they have caused, for the mess they have created. We will continue to call them out. Now, if some Democrats would get together and say, you know what? Not all Democrats are causing these issues. Not all Democrats are causing these problems. Until they do that, I'm going to lump them all together, just like I lump the entire black community together for failing to admit that it has a problem with a vast, large number of their people. I'm going to continue to lump them all together. This is the Truth Hurts program. I stepped out for a moment into a convenience store, hoping to get a Dr. Pepper Icy, but as usual, the Dr. Pepper Icy machine is broken. I don't know why I waste my time stopping. The Circle K became one of my favorite places because of the Dr. Pepper Icy machines. But now they're always broke. Always broken. Sorry. A little side rant there. I just watched an African-American guy in a Dodge Charger blatantly come to an intersection where the light was red and then buzz right on through the red light. Car blew the horn and he just kept driving because the laws apparently don't apply to them. And yes, I'm lumping them all together. Because every time I'm in New Orleans and I see someone blatantly running a red light, it is always, always an African-American individual. If I could just see a white guy run a red light, I'd feel a little bit better. Maybe. Maybe not. I heard while I was in the convenience store an angry customer. That's why I was in and out immediately. First, the icy machine was broken. Secondly, there was a little altercation, confrontation going on in the convenience store. And I heard an African-American man call another African-American man the dreaded N-word that rhymes with bigger. I got called out on that the other day for saying the N-word that rhymes with bigger on the Truth Hurts program. They say, Steve, you are doing your level best to try and say the N-word that rhymes with bigger without saying the N-word that rhymes with bigger. But I submit to you, my friends, for your consideration, if you hear the word beetle, a car, a beetle, you know we're talking about the Volkswagen Beetle, right? If you hear it called a bug, he's driving the bug today. He's driving the bug to work. You know what we're talking about. We're talking about the Volkswagen Beetle. Makes sense, right? It's an automatic substitution. Someone gets a tissue. I've often heard it say, someone grab me a Kleenex, please. may not be a Kleenex. It might be a Puffs. It might be some name, no-name brand, some generic. But when you say the K word, Kleenex, you could be referring to any tissue paper. In New Orleans, I've actually heard people say, "Would you like a Coke? Yes. What kind?" And you would think that, well, maybe Diet Coke, maybe Coke Zero or Coke Classic. It could actually mean a Dr. Pepper or a 7-Up or even a Pepsi, because they have substituted the word Coke to mean soft drink, carbonated beverage. It's the way it's been for centuries. No, not really, decades. It's been that way for decades. Do you like a Coke? Yeah, what kind? When you hear someone use the dreaded N-word that rhymes with bigger, you know exactly what word they are speaking of. It's an automatic substitution in your mind. Your mind knows, but somehow it's better. Somehow it's less offensive to say the N-word, T-H-E-N-W-O-R-D, the N-word. Somehow that makes it better than saying the actual word, six letters, starts with N, rhymes with bigger. Because if you say the actual word that starts with N and rhymes with bigger, somehow it's racist, but it's okay to use the term N-word. Now, when I hear someone say, "Oh, he's just another typical N-word," what goes through your mind? The actual N-word that rhymes with bigger. And it was perfectly okay for this one black man in the convenience store to say to the other black man in the convenience store, the N-word that rhymes with bigger. He used the actual word. That's okay. For some reason, they get a pass. They can use that word. They can use it as a derogatory slur. They can use it just as a greeting. What's up, my N-word? As long as it ends in A instead of ER, right? It's not okay for you to say it, supposedly, ever. You're not even supposed to quote it, even though your president, Joe Biden, did it multiple times when he was a U.S. senator. He always had that smirk on his face when he would quote someone using the N-word, and he would use the N-word that rhymes with bigger. He always had that little smirk on his face, like, "Ha ha ha ha, I'm getting away with saying the N-word that rhymes with bigger." But it's not okay for you, it's not okay for me, because supposedly it's racist to use the N-word that rhymes with bigger, unless, of course, you are a black person. Then it's okay. They won't call each other out for it. You never hear a black person saying, "We, the black community, must stop using the N-word if we expect everyone to stop using the N-word. If it is indeed such a bad, insulting, derogatory, demeaning word, then why is it okay for them to use it? Don't tell me about slavery. Slavery ended over 154 years ago. Actually, what, almost 160 years ago now. There hasn't been a slave in the United States in the sense of the word we use slavery, meaning apparently black people in chains picking cotton on a cotton farm, y'all. Of course, blacks were not the only slaves in the U.S. Indentured servants from Ireland, from Italy, and of course the Chinese, who were forced to build our railroads, they were slaves as well. You don't hear them asking for reparations. You don't hear them calling each other names like the N-word that rhymes with bigger and being able to get away with it. Apparently, that's not good, because unless you're black, you cannot be a victim in this country. Unless you're black, you couldn't have possibly been a slave. Just ask any black person. German Jews didn't have it any better, Joe Pesci said.
Okay.
I apologize for turning this into the racist rant, or racial rant, not racist. When a group of people do the same thing, let's just say illegal, criminal, trespassing, law-breaking, invading migrants at the southern border. Some might be from Guatemala, some might be from Colombia, some might be from Honduras, some might be from Mexico. They're all Hispanic and they're all Latino. And if they're here illegally, I lump them all in together because they should be lumped in together. They violated the sacred sovereign border of the United States of America. They broke our most sacred law, and they are here illegally, stealing from us every single day. No, they may not be breaking into your house and taking your wallet, but they are taking the resources of the United States of America that are reserved for the citizens of the United States of America. And so I rightfully lump them all in together. Just like I lump in all together veterans, people who served honorably our nation in the military. I lump them all together, Marines, Air Force, Navy, Army, Coast Guard. I don't think we have any Space Force veterans yet, but them too. I lump them all together and I attempt to give them the respect that I feel they are due. Whether they are veterans of World War II, because there are no World War I veterans left alive, I don't believe. Korean War veterans, Vietnam conflict veterans, Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Enduring Freedom, the war in Grenada, what was that, a day? Day and a half? They served our nation, they deserve our respect until they do something to have that respect taken away. Because they, as a whole, have served our nation in a positive light. On the opposite end of the spectrum, unless and until a certain 13% hyphenated American minority starts to separate and segregate itself between criminal and non-criminal members of their community, I'm going to continue to lump them all together. I'm sorry if you think that's wrong, but when you have the vast majority of convicted criminals in this country from one certain racial demographic group, then you have to pretty much lump them all together until they prove otherwise. Yes, I lock my doors to the car when I'm traveling through sketchy urban neighborhoods. No, I don't necessarily lock my car doors when I'm traveling through lily white upscale neighborhoods unless I hear of a crime problem in those neighborhoods, which usually occurs at the hands of the 13% hyphenated American crowd. Now, if you could prove me wrong, I invite you to do so. But when you look at the evening news and you see the suspects, the alleged carjackers, robbers, rapists, they all, every night, for the most part, for the very large most part, fall into one specific demographic group. Prove me wrong. I invite you. Prove me wrong. On Twitter, at Hertz Program. By email, thetruthhurtsprogram@gmail.com. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, and I will take it back, and I will apologize But the FBI crime statistics do not lie. The reality is the reality. The facts are the facts. The data is the data. Oh, I'm sorry. The data are the data. That's right. Data is plural. Datum would be singular. My apologies. Our prisons are not filled with Vietnamese people, Chinese people, Koreans, Japanese people, Filipinos. They're not. It's simply a fact. And yes, I'll lump them all together as the Asian American community. Lump them all together. Because they are smarter, more successful. They came here either as slaves working on the railroads or refugees from a war-torn country because we failed to do our jobs when we were there. They came here. They assimilated into our society. They learned to speak our language, respect our culture, and yes, retain some of their own. It's why I eat pho. It's why I love Korean food. It's why I love Chinese food and Japanese food, sushi and the like. I didn't expect every Asian person who came here legally and lawfully to immediately begin to speak perfect, proper English. And yet the Vietnamese community did it in one generation. One generation. They came here. They became part of the American experience. They got jobs. They paid taxes. And they still do. They speak our language. For the most part. They're not out robbing liquor stores, convenience stores, carjacking people on the streets. Their family units remain tight. Mother, father, grandmother, grandfather. They do not depend on the welfare tit to suckle, to get their daily government cheese. They are a proud people. And the 13% AA hyphenated American community should take a lesson from the Vietnamese community here in America. Why don't they like us black folks? I hear that all the time. Why everybody be hating on us? Why everybody be hating on us? Well, you've been here for supposedly, as you claim, 400 plus years. America's only been around for 240 something. But you guys claim that you've been around for 400 years. And in 400 years, you go to any public school and you cannot understand the word that is coming out of their mouth. 400 plus years to learn the English language. And yet, just listen to any of those sportscasts where they interview a football player or a basketball player, and you can't understand what they be saying. I don't understand. But I'm a racist because supposedly that's their culture. It's funny, Sammy Davis Jr. spoke the King's English. Many of the older black actors and actresses, Lieutenant Uhura from Star Trek, Nichelle Nichols, spoke the King's English. And yes, we can say the King's English now because there's no more queen, it's a king. But that's a story for another time and another day. Again, my apologies for the racial rant, but it just pisses me off that I am vilified for having white pride, and somehow that makes me a white supremacist. And I'm not. I don't think I'm better than anyone except for everyone that I'm better than. Think about it. Go out there and have a happy Saturday. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Truth Hurts program. Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I apologize if you were offended, but I retract nothing. Background music provided by Jason Shaw and Audionautix.